All right, guys, welcome to your first and inaugural edition of the High Gravity Mail Podcast. I'm Brad Howard, and today I've got a very, very special guest, a very good friend of mine, Josh Pelissier. Now, Josh is, he's a Southern boy like me at heart, which is fun. he lived not 30 minutes from where I actually stay right now, which is pretty fun, but he's kind of graduated out of the South and moved around and done some really big stuff. He's been on the Today Show. He actually hosted his own Maxim radio show, had a show on Current TV, authored 6 books on attracting women alone, and one of those books is a bestseller. It actually rocketed from nowhere to bestseller status in less than 12 months, a pretty miraculous rise, I can say the least. So what I can say is that, and I've hung out with this gentleman numerous times, he knows his craft. And so we're going to be talking about some really, really interesting things today. So, Josh, thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah, not a problem. So, you know what? Let's just start it out and go right to it. Let's answer the one question that's on a lot of guys' minds. Why aren't women attracted to me? And so in asking that question, Josh, you know, what are some of the things that guys are missing out on? What are some big key ideas that, you know, actually cause women to be attracted to a man?
Well, kind of before I step into that, I definitely want to note that I did not graduate out of the South. You graduate into the South in my mind. No, okay. You don't usually graduate out.
You
kind of
get dropped back in. Yeah, no.
It's just they'll always be a part of me. You know, I'm happy with it. But anyway, I'm just messing around with that anyway. But ultimately, I spent the last decade. Which is, you know, I'm 30, so that was a third of my life.
Sure.
I've spent studying what makes women attracted to men. And the reason why I got into it in the first place is because I had no goddamn clue about what is happening. Like whenever women were attracted to me, which was rare, I had no idea what to do with it and I didn't know how to duplicate it. And when they weren't, I didn't know how to change that so that they were attracted. And, you know, I've seen guys do this when I was younger. And so I was like, you know, it's either one of two things, really, you know, and let's just put these two options out there and let's see which one is true. The first option is that it's all something you can't control, right? So, okay, so if that's an option, and let's say that's true, let's imagine that attraction is something you can't control. A girl's either attracted to you or she's not, and there's nothing you can do about it. Okay, well, that kind of frees you up a little bit, you know, if that was the truth, you know. You don't ever have to worry about trying to attract women again because it's just going to happen or it's not going to happen. You can kind of go about your life and not worry about shit, right? Mm-hmm. But the other option, by the way, that first option, it turned out wasn't true. Luckily for me, because otherwise I would just be a leper. You know, no one would be talking to me.
Well, yeah, then construction workers would be getting laid all the time, right? You know, just the whole buckshot approach.
Whistle out as many as you can.
Yeah, there you go. Somebody's got to say yes at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Have you heard David Cross did this fantastic sketch on this where he's like, said he was walking, and I'll get back to the point here in a minute, but he said he was walking and he saw this guy in a garbage truck trying to pick up a chick, you know? Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, I think he's probably thinking, you know, might say, might whistle at 99 chicks. They might say no. All right, right on. Don't even worry about it. That 100th chick, maybe she likes to fuck on a pile of trash, you know? Okay, that kind of makes sense, you know.
Yeah, you know what? But that's actually true.
Yeah.
If you shoot at enough women, somebody's going to say yes to whatever you're thinking.
You want, you know, and you may leave a trail of the dead in your wake as you go, like a lot of angry women. But that's not the way I really wanted to go about it. And this is kind of what I stumbled on here was. I wanted to have the finesse to understand how to attract women when they weren't attracted to me in the first place. So the other option, of course, we got number one, which was that no matter what you do, you know, women will never like you, or they will, and there's nothing to do with what you do or anything like that. So I challenged that by trying to act different ways and see which way got me the most women or got me the most traction. And in the very beginning, this was really like elementary the way I was doing this. Like I would just model somebody and I would act like some other guy that I know that got a lot of women and I would see what would happen. But what I found out pretty quickly is that what I do drastically affects whether or not women are attracted to me. So much so that if I leave out a few key points when I'm sort of interacting with a girl, I will never build attraction. And if I add in these few key sort of actions or sort of attraction triggers, as I call them, mm-hmm. then it automatically turns attraction on. Mm-hmm. So I started stumbling upon this. This is probably about after about a year or two of studying full time, I stumbled upon these. And then it took me several years after that to really refine them and to find more of them. It turns out there's a lot of these attraction triggers. And sort of during this interview, I'd like to bring up at least what I think is one of the most fundamental. If it's not the most, it's in the top three.
Sure.
Fundamental, just absolutely necessary attraction triggers. And if you do this and you understand it, then it will work for you. It will always generate attraction. It's just universal, regardless of, you know, who you are, how much you weigh, which at this point, I'm sure you're, you know, if they've been talking to you at all, they've been probably focusing a little bit on body. You know, how much you weigh, how broke you are, that doesn't matter. How successful you've been with women in the past doesn't matter either. It's all kind of hits the reset button, and it allows you to, if you use this concept that I'm going to teach you in a moment, it allows you to generate this attraction regardless of all that. But also, more importantly, regardless of, you know, what her ethnicity is, what language she speaks, how hot she is, what color her hair is, how much she weighs, how many other guys are after her, it totally overrides all of those qualities that you might think are different in each woman. Mm-hmm. It just is universal attraction technique, attraction trigger. And the reason why it's universal is because it's based on proven psychology, sure. And which I'll go into in a moment. So that was sort of what I found out, is that the reason why women aren't attracted, not to you, Brad, necessarily, but to guys in general, you know, the reason why women aren't attracted is because you just don't realize that sometimes you're doing this naturally and sometimes you're not doing it. So the times in which you don't do it naturally, if you don't know what it is, you can't do it, and therefore women aren't attracted to you. Right? That makes total sense. It's sure. pretty standard, you know? Yeah. So if, as long as you know these different attraction triggers, the more you know, the better. But as long as you know at least the fundamental, let's say top five or top 10 of them, you can integrate them into your natural behavior, so that everything you do, even like the normal movements that you do that you don't think women are paying attention to, just like the natural way of being for you, is super attractive to women. And it really just takes a few very simple tweaks that you probably wouldn't know about if you didn't study for 10 years like I have, or someone like me didn't tell you, you know. So mm-hmm. We'll get into a couple of those in this call, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, no, that's fine with me. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, it's kind of the old school sales thing, motion creates emotion. And it's kind of a chicken or the egg type of thing in these type of situations. I find that, you know, you have guys that are kind of naturals that people look up to, that are naturally good with women, that, but they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they have these attraction triggers that they're working with just kind of on an unconscious level. Whereas, you know, you have someone else who doesn't have that, but as they start to integrate these things in, they actually start to become natural, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense, but you know what I'm saying?
It's natural behavior isn't actually natural. So if you see a guy who's a natural with women, quote unquote, mm-hmm. it's actually a learned behavior that he modeled after somebody else. Good. At a young age, right? So that's what natural attraction is. There is no real natural attraction or natural abilities with women. It's always learned, and you either learn it consciously, which I implore you to learn it consciously, because if you learn it, like if you study it, like, and you are aware that you're studying it and you're sitting down learning, then when you get into a situation where attraction isn't there, you can control it and you can sort of puppeteer to create these attraction triggers, use the attraction triggers to create massive amounts of attraction and sexual interest in the women that you're talking to. Mm-hmm. But if it's natural and it isn't working, you don't know how it happened. So you don't know what to do, you know, because you're not conscious of what you're doing. That's sort of the definition of a natural, is that somebody who is unconsciously good with women, but you lose a lot of superpowers when you don't know how to fix a problem. You know, a lot of naturals that I, when they have a bad night, they get wasted. Because to do. I mean, you, having a bad night, you might as well get wasted and hope that some ugly chick goes home with you so that you can at least save what little bit of self-esteem you do have, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't suggest that you go that route. If you are looking to get better with women, I highly suggest that you actually literally study. Like, you just read and watch videos and study. And I'll give you a few of those things to study on here in a moment. But I can't stress enough how important it is to not want to be a natural with women. Yeah. I might sound kind of counterintuitive to a lot of people, but it's absolutely true. A lot of the naturals that I got, if you put me in front of a natural, there would be no contest. I would just blow him out of the water. And the reason why is because I can control his movements. I can control his reactions. And I can control a woman's reactions to him because I know how to use these attraction triggers to create attraction for me.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, it makes total sense in the world. I mean, if you don't know what you're doing wrong at any given moment or even what you're doing at all,
yeah,
how can you repeat that? How can you reproduce it? I mean, you right. can't.
Right,
so,
exactly.
All right, so let's get into a few of those. I mean, we were talking a little bit earlier about some of the things we wanted to talk about on this particular interview. And the one about negative body language was particularly fascinating. So I think a lot of people will get a lot out of that because it's one of those things that just body language in general, people are very, they don't recognize it in themselves at all. You know, they don't recognize if they're giving off bad body language, if they're giving off a bad vibe. You know, I mean, you know, some, for the most part, most people can have some sort of intuition about people. You know, when they meet you, if you have a bad vibe, you know, it's, oh, that guy's kind of shady or something like that. You may not be, but you may be giving off that vibe. So, you know, let's dig into that a little bit and some of the things that that you were talking about earlier.
Okay, yeah, this is really, I mean, if you asked me, Josh, how do you teach a guy to be good with women in less than 5 minutes, I would tell you two things. I would tell you how to walk, which generates so much attraction, it's ridiculous. You can triple the amount of women that are interested in you right now. If you have none interested in you right now, you can at least get 3 to 5 a week that want to date you just by changing the way you walk. So that's how it is for body language. So that's one. But the other one I would teach is this a little bit more advanced concept called that you touched on called negative body language. Now let's zoom out and look at body language in general, because I have to clear the air around this because there's a lot of misconceptions about body language, and it's been used in the etiquette world for like ever, and it's terrible what they teach. It's just so the etiquette world is designing people to be submissive, and that's actually unattractive. So I had to sort of step into this world of body language from scratch and sort of build it up out of nothing because I didn't have any real thing to base it on. So there's a concept. There's a book called Blink. It's a fantastic book. Mm-hmm. Named Malcolm Gladwell. Mm-hmm. And Malcolm Gladwell touches on this idea in Blink that I really love, that really helped me solidify my understanding of body language. And that is the whole point behind that book is that we have a very complex and extremely advanced and intelligent process that we use to make what are called blink decisions or first impressions, right? When you first see somebody for the first time or you see a situation for the first time. Like probably 90% of the information we gather about somebody is gathered in the first 3 to 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. And you don't know it because your conscious mind, like the thing that you're aware of right now when you're looking and, you know, the part that's hearing me talk right now is your conscious mind, that your conscious mind processes one bit of information for every 10,000 bits of information your subconscious mind will process. That means your subconscious mind is, you know, sort of by 10,000 times more intelligent than you are, you know, consciously.
Right.
You're thinking about something. So that's really important. And we know that intrinsically about ourselves. So we tend to trust these blink decisions really, really, like we'll take it to the grave. Like we trust them very, very much. Mm-hmm. And the importance behind that and the sort of connection between that and body language is that there is a language that your subconscious mind uses to communicate with your conscious mind. It's one sort of sort of like an internal language, and that is what we call emotion, right? Mm-hmm. You get a weird feeling about somebody, like you were saying earlier, that guy's kind of creepy or whatever, right? That sort of creepy feeling is your subconscious mind recognizing a pattern in the way this person's behaving and then releasing an emotion to get your conscious mind to act differently and to think differently. Mm-hmm. This person. So once I figured this out, I was like, okay, let me just reverse engineer this. Might sound like I'm making it a lot simpler than it actually is. But I sat down and I really had to work on a lot of psychology and study how to reverse engineer this backwards so that I could figure out how emotion in somebody else. And what I realized is that attraction is 100% emotion. It's 0% conscious mind. Thing that is in your in a woman's conscious mind when she decides to be attracted to you is whether or not she should show you that she's attracted to you, mm-hmm. or whether or not she should go home with you, whether or not that's okay, things like that, right? Mm-hmm. All the whole attraction process happens under the surface of her conscious mind, inside, deep rooted within her subconscious mind. So let's talk about the language. So you know the internal language is emotion, right? When your subconscious mind is trying to talk to your conscious mind, mm-hmm. it's going to release an emotion in you and it's going to make you feel something and attract those really powerful emotions. But how does it gather? This is really important to me because if I know what your subconscious mind is reading, I can change my behavior so that your subconscious mind reads a different message when you see me, right? Mm-hmm. And what is – and you know – I know it sounds like it's a lot of work, but honestly, it's very simple.
Sure.
And what I did was complicated, but the end result is beautiful in its simplicity, how easy it is to implement and how simple it is to explain. So I'll go into a little bit of how to move your body, which I realized eventually was the actual thing that was being read by a woman's subconscious mind to decide whether or not she's attracted to you. How to move your body in a way that generates more attraction. And one of the biggest secrets that I stumbled upon was something called negative body language. So kind of getting into what that is, essentially, there are different types of body language. There's really, you can slice it 1,000 different ways. But one of the most effective, as far as attraction goes, one of the most effective ways to use your body language is to think about it in a scale of something called negative body language versus dominant and submissive body language. These are two totally different things. Positive body language isn't necessarily a good thing. In fact, positive body language, more often than not, kills attraction, and negative body language will, well-timed negative body language will create attraction. So that was something that I realized. I'll go into that in just a moment. But also, I want to talk about for a second submissive versus dominant body language, because this is sort of your default state. You're either – you don't know this right now, but whenever you are interacting with people, you will automatically take a dominant role or a submissive role around people. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe if you're around a really huge dude who's got like – you know, who just bench presses 400 or something, you may automatically feel like you need to take a submissive role around this person. But what I found is that those guys are typically really submissive guys.
Yep.
So better – for you to take a dominant role around these guys so that they can be submissive and you have a contrast between you and this huge dude who is now being submissive around you. So if any girl who looks over will see this giant dominant dude and then will see you being dominant and him being submissive around you, and they'll think that you are just the biggest bad in the universe because they're comparing you. We're kind of now that we sort of touched on dominant and submissive body language, kind of generally speaking, you want to use dominant body language as your main sort of default state. And if we have enough time to talk a little bit about how to walk, I'll get into how to walk in a dominant way that shows women that you are a dominant man and typically will attract women, because most women want to be submissive, to be honest.
Sure.
No matter what they tell you. They want to be submissive. They want to feel safe being submissive around you.
Yeah, well, even the most powerful ones, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they crave that.
Oh yeah, man, there's a huge underground market for like BDSM.
Sure.
For just because of the specific thing, you know, because so many so many, and BDSM, in case you're not aware of that, is bondage, like, you know, like whips and chains, that kind of stuff. Right. Women really, especially really powerful women, really appreciate being tied up and dominated physically. They're so sick of being dominant. They hate it. So any kind of release that they have, any chance to release, they take it. And it's a huge underground market for women who are in very powerful leadership positions, like a lot of political figures that are female will sort of have release by being super submissive. Yeah. So anyway, getting back to we may talk about that in a little bit and how to actually show dominance through your body language if we have time. But if not, I definitely want to talk about negative body language first. So I told you there's two paradigms really to think about body language on. One is dominant submissive. The other is positive negative. So positive negative says something very, very, very important about you. It shows your level of neediness and investment in an interaction. Now, the reason why this is important is because neediness early on in an interaction with a girl, especially if you do it too early, kills attraction. Yeah. And number one killer of attraction is using positive body language too early and not enough negative body language, which would at the right time will generate massive amounts of attraction. So let's talk a little about what these two things are and how you can move your body now to change, sort of alter the way that women react to you, because that's really what this is all about. It's about creating attraction and as many women as you want. If it's that special one girl, and we probably all know who I'm talking about here. I mean, there's probably the one that got away for you that you can imagine right now. You can probably picture her face. And maybe she's the one that got away. Maybe she's the one that's going away right now. Maybe you're losing attraction with your current girlfriend or wife or whomever. Mm-hmm. And you generate more attraction. Or maybe it's a girl that you've seen, you've known her for a couple of years. She's just friends with you. Or maybe it's just a girl that you saw you don't even know, but you really want to make her attracted to you. If you picture her right now, this will go a lot faster because I want you to get an idea in your head about how nerve-wracking this can be if you do it wrong. And I want you to imagine practicing this on that girl in particular. The girl, the one that got away or the one that you really wanted or the one that you don't want to leave out of your life. So imagine that she's standing at a bar, right? Imagine that she's not drinking. She's just standing there. And she was with a friend earlier, but her friend's gone. And she's just kind of standing there looking kind of, just bored or something. And you feel like, okay, I'm going to go up and I'm going to talk to this girl. You get the guts to go up there. And you've been thinking about this for a while. She's standing there. You get a sort of a fresh, clean start with her. And if you've interacted with her in the past, she doesn't even know who you are now. You're totally new. It's like the first time you're meeting. If you walk up to her, you have to choose in that moment how you're going to talk to her, how you're going to face her with your body, how you're going to stand, what you're going to talk about, all these things, right? But what we focus on more than anything is we focus on what to say, which is important,
Sure.
It's important to do when you get up there. But more important than what you actually say is what you do with your body in this moment. When you first walk up to her and when you first start interacting with her, the biggest mistake, like I said earlier, is that you use positive body language too soon. And positive body language is essentially turning your chest to face her directly. So you're squared off against her. And this may seem like totally, like you may be like, what? Why does that even matter? Well, I'll tell you why in just a moment. But if you face her directly with your chest and you don't turn away, this is what's called giving her positive body language. She has the entire front of your body facing her, right? There's nothing else you can do to invest more in this interaction. You've already invested everything. You're facing her directly, and the only thing you can do now is lean in to invest more. You can't do anything else, right? So it's kind of like dating a girl, having a one-month anniversary, and buying her a car, right?
Yep.
So now, like every month, you've got to match that. She's gonna be like, "Well, last month you got me a car. This month you're probably gonna get me a diamond ring." Mm-hmm. Or like, just start off in a terrible, terrible place.
Right.
You literally cannot outdo what you did in the beginning. You can't take a step up, and because women, the attraction of women is so much about the anticipation and about the chase, then you're already starting with your foot in a hole. And usually what happens is you dig the hole deeper as you try to dig your foot out, you know.
Yeah.
You're sort of focused more on trying to give her more than just facing your chest to her, like telling her that you like her, trying to make her feel different, bragging about yourself, saying that you have a nice car. All of these things happen because there's no place to go once you walk up and you're facing her with your body and she starts to lose interest. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the proper way now to use negative body language. And I'm going to tell you about it in three different phases, because there are three different phases there are more than three phases, honestly, to an interaction. But there are three major ones. And rather than go deep into those right now, I'm just going to tell you how to use your body language within each phase and how to know when to switch, you know, to give more positive body language. So early on in an interaction, when you first meet a girl, I'm going to tell you this. You're probably not going to want to hear it. It's probably not going to be music to your ears, but I'll tell you anyway because it's the truth. She doesn't give a fuck about you or about what you have to say. She doesn't trust anything that comes out of your mouth. You're just some dude who's trying to get in her pants, right? And yes, I know you're a great guy. And I know that you're nicer than all the jerks she's dating, right? Or those assholes who lie to her. You're not going to do that. You know, you're gonna treat her right. And she's, you know, especially this girl, the one that you're thinking about, the one that got away, the one that you really want. That girl, you're never going to, you know, manipulate or cheat or be an asshole to her. And I know that you have the best intentions. But she doesn't give a fuck about that. Honestly, she doesn't believe you yet. And you haven't done anything to prove that to her. So I know that it's kind of not fair that in this sort of world of your life that you're guilty until proven innocent. But it's the way the life is. So it's kind of how it is, man. I mean, one of the biggest sort of realizations about being a man and stepping into your masculinity is realizing that the world is a certain way, and pretending like it's not that way isn't going to help you. You have to realize the reality and not live in a fantasy world. So I'm going to tell you right now, the reality is she doesn't care about you when you first walk up. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's okay. We can deal with that, right? We can explain why it is she should pay attention, but you can't do it in a way that makes you seem needy. So you have this really big dilemma. Okay, I have to show her that I'm awesome, but I can't make it seem like I need to show her that I'm awesome, right? I have to just do it in a way that seems nonchalant and like I didn't even think about it, right? So a lot of guys end up building these like fake personas that they think are actually working with women, but really just come across as arrogant and only really unattractive and especially unintelligent women. Not like the girl that you're thinking about, of course. She's not going to fall for that sort of thing. It's ridiculous. And she'll think you're ridiculous for trying it, and it'll be an insult. So as you walk up, let's talk a little bit about what actually happens in the beginning. So as soon as you walk up, blink decision, right? She scans you and she says, okay, this guy is interesting or this guy is not interesting, right? It's all about curiosity in the beginning. She has this moment where you become a blip on the radar of people who exist in the world. She never knew you existed before this. So she's taking in all this information. She's watching you. A lot of this has to do with dominant body language, right? But as soon as you start opening your mouth, you've got a new sort of interaction that's happening. And that's when you step into the sort of second part of the first stage, which is where you begin to build attraction with her and really generate it. And this without opening your mouth, but ultimately you're probably going to be talking to her at this point. So let's talk about what you should do with your body while you're talking so that no matter what you say, generally, no matter what you say, I mean, you can't walk up and be like, hey, you look fat, fat bitch. You know, she's probably regardless of what you're doing with your body. So Keep that. But ultimately, if you take your current approach and you change your body language to how I'm about to mention here, you will automatically at least double your options with women and double the amount of women who find you attractive. Not just that, but double the amount of attraction in each woman. So if you meet a girl that you already know now that's kind of attracted to you, you can double by changing your body language without having to do anything else different. Right. And the best thing about that is that she'll have no idea that you're doing anything. It's totally in her subconscious mind. She will not even notice that you're doing anything different. She'll just feel attracted to you, which is – so – and again, this is one attraction trigger. I'd say it's in the top three, maybe top three of effectiveness. But there are plenty more at least 20 attraction triggers that I've discovered over time that are at least equally as powerful as this, maybe a little bit less powerful, or some that are even more powerful that can override this even if you do it wrong. So keep that in mind. This isn't the only thing, but this attraction is really powerful. So I'll sort of go into how to do it now. You walk up to her, and we'll take your body into three different sections. I want you to separate, not so don't chop yourself off here. Don't, but mentally separate your head as a separate part of your body, your chest as a separate part, and your feet as separate parts. So these three things move independently of each other, and think about three areas whenever you're walking up to a girl. The important thing is that you don't face all three of these things at her in the beginning. So what's the obvious one that you should start out with? Well, if you're not looking at her, then you might come across as somebody who's insecure. So you have to turn your head really in the beginning. So what I suggest you do is walk up to this girl, face your chest somewhere else, not directly at her. And I don't mean like away from her, like totally turn around so you're talking behind you. You know, I don't mean that. I mean, face maybe your chest at like a 90 degree angle to her so that you're looking over your shoulder to talk to her. Just maybe over your right shoulder, almost at like, you know, if you can imagine that you have a line facing forward in your chest, you turn 90 degrees to the right or left with your head, and that's what you do. That's all that you're doing first. The only thing that's facing her in the beginning is your head. Now, you're going to be watching her body language as you're talking. And I don't have enough time to go into how to read her body language here, but I'll give you a kind of a shortcut so you can understand at least a little bit about it. But as she begins to talk to you, you'll notice that she has her body, her chest, facing another way too in the beginning, not facing directly at you. Now, as you stand there and your chest is facing and your feet are facing another direction and your head is facing her, you'll notice that as you begin to talk, she will begin to change the way she's facing you. So one thing you can use in your own self to sort of get her to start moving more. And you were talking a little bit more about motion in emotion, mm-hmm. and how motion creates emotion or generates emotion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kind of touch back on that now because that's a very big point for what I'm about to mention. If you show her, like turn your chest to face her for just a second, then turn it back again, she sees that motion and she'll notice that she doesn't have all of your attention. She doesn't have all of your attraction yet or all of your investment. So she'll begin to move her body without even knowing it, trying to get you to invest more. And this is why they call this the dance. Mm-hmm. Because moving your body to show her what she might be able to get out of you if she plays her cards right. You're facing your chest toward her for a second, then you're turning your chest away and just have your head again. So you can do this a few times. And you'll notice that as you do this, she starts to flirt with you way more. She starts to ramp up the attraction, and you can notice it. You can see it on her face that she starts to get like uncontrollably attracted to you. So as this starts to happen, as soon as she starts to face her chest towards you, and even if you turn your chest away, she's still facing you, then you can turn and face her with your chest. Now, again, having a conversation this whole time, there are things that you can, you should and shouldn't say. I don't mean to should on you. This is kind of how it is. If you want to create attraction, then there are certain ways that you want to move your body and certain things that you definitely want and don't want to say during this time. And it's not like what do I say as much as how do I say it. That's important. So in the beginning, you don't want to have any serious conversations. If you start to have like deep emotional conversations too early, you're screwed. You're just going to kill everything. No matter what your body language is doing, she's going to have conflicted sort of messages coming from you, and she'll eventually have to leave because she won't trust you anymore because you're incongruent. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, try to be a little bit lighthearted and joke around a little bit, and you can integrate your body movements with your jokes. So if you make a joke that kind of pokes fun at her a little bit, like one of my favorite things to do, and this is something that you were talking a little bit about my best-selling book is The Tao of Badass. One of the things I have in there is a list of things that have been proven to work when you say them. Mm-hmm. Banter lines. And these banter lines are one of my favorites is, you know, just not really my favorite, honestly, but one that is pretty cool and it works most of the time is if you walk up to a girl at a bar and you say, hey, I don't mean to call you out on this or anything, but I gotta ask, did you walk all the way over here just to flirt with me? So the funny thing is that you walk up to her, right? Mm-hmm. So immediate reaction is gonna be to defend herself. And as soon as she starts to defend herself, you can turn your chest to face away from her and be like, whoa, 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 you don't have to defend yourself, you know, and smile and joke with her a little bit. And she will invest so rapidly, she will have no idea what's going on. It would just happen to her that she's chasing you. Even if she wasn't attracted to you, like if she's not traditionally attracted to your type of guy, you know, you're not the type of guy, she will automatically still have no control over this. She'll automatically be attracted to you. So once you get her body, her chest facing you, and you have your chest facing her, and you guys aren't turning away, she's not turning away from you, you're not turning away from her, you're still talking. From there, I'd love to talk about where to introduce, you know, facing your feet toward her, but really that's kind of a, an advanced concept, so I'm going to skip over that one for now. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, at one point, she's going to do something to invest more, and you'll notice it if you know what to look for, and that will turn your feet to face her too, and she will have 100% of your positive body language. And at this point, she is so invested in the interaction with you and so attracted to you that you can skip all of the game part after this and go straight to the deep, serious, cool conversation that you really want to have with this girl because you really like her in the first place. You know, the stuff that you wish you could skip straight to, you'll be ready for at this point. And this can happen. In 10 seconds, this whole thing can happen. Or if you decide to stretch it out, you can build more attraction and let it take a couple of hours if you want. I would never push attraction out a couple of hours personally because usually women will begin to believe that you're out of their league. I know it sounds weird. It is an actual concern of yours because as soon as the girl thinks that you're out of her league, you create a shitload of insecurities in her and then she can't do anything to do something that she thinks is worthy of your attention. So she'll just feel like she's not good enough and then she'll start sabotaging everything and it's not what you want to happen, you know?
It makes tons of sense. You know, I think the one thing that a lot of guys really don't understand and they just don't have because they've never seen it, maybe nobody's ever told it to them, but I know for a fact that women get nervous.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of times more nervous than guys do, from what I've seen just kind of overall. I mean, especially doing some, I'm thinking back to just some times that I've been out and have worked with things like this. And it's just, I'm not gonna say it's natural, but you know, because I've been, I guess, selling for so long face to face and talked to so many people that these things have just kind of been integrated into what I do. And so what you're speaking of, I understand it because I know I do it. And mm-hmm. And you're right. It's you get to a point where you can either make her nervous or number one or number two, she'll if you're not constantly going to I guess the next level with her, she'll think you're gay.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I've had that happen. Which is and it was the funniest thing was it was somebody I wasn't really attracted to at all. And I was just kind of shooting the breeze. And, you know, it was later on and we'd had a couple of drinks and stuff. And I was like, you know, it was kind of want to screw it. And I gave her a kiss and she looked at me. She goes, well, man, that's about time. I was beginning to think you were gay. And I sat back and thought to myself, I was like, that's so messed up because this whole time I was just doing this because I didn't have anything else better to do. I know it sounds bad, but. It was such a flip where I'm just not really that attracted. And then she didn't see that. She just naturally assumed that, you know, I was just gay or something. So no, she didn't realize it was her. It was me. Weird. But
she didn't realize that either. That's the point is that no one has any idea what their body language is saying. That's kind of the beauty behind body language.
Yep.
You're always, always right now. Whether you know it or not, right now, you are saying something with your body language. And if somebody like myself knows how to read it, and women are good at naturally reading, like intuitively understanding body language, but if you understand how to read it, like I know how to read it, I can tell you things that you're telling me with your body language that you don't even know about yourself. And this is really powerful if you can imagine this power with women. Imagine walking up to a girl that has never met you before and you say, hey, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but does anyone else know that you're a tomboy? like secretly a tomboy. I've actually said this before to a girl. Mm-hmm. She was pouring a drink, and I noticed because she had specific stance, body language stance that was only available to girls who used to identify as masculine.
Right.
And that means they're tomboys, right? Okay, so that's fine. She was a gorgeous girl. You know, of course, looks have nothing to do with whether or not she's a tomboy.
Sure.
And dropped the bottle as she was pouring. She was pouring herself. And she was like, oh my God. She had a boyfriend. I had a girlfriend at the time too. She said, my boyfriend doesn't even know about this. And I can't believe that you know me that well. You just walked up and you've never even talked to me before, you know? I mean, it was like, it was obvious that all the attraction that I never wanted to create was right there, you know? But ultimately that was because she was saying something with her body language. Now you are always saying something with your body language too. And if you don't know what it is, then it is telling people stuff and you don't even know what it's telling them. And it's probably the truth. Usually it's the truth about who you are and about what you believe about yourself. Things like that. Things that if you're trying to overcome an insecurity, and you know, you're actively overcoming it and you're working on it every day, then it highlights that insecurity and it screams it at everybody, you know? Even if you're getting better, it still highlights it. Mm-hmm. So it's really important, super important that you understand what your body language is saying ultimately and how to use it to generate this amount of attraction in women. And negative body language is a really good one, but it's really only one piece of the puzzle there. There are a lot of other things that you tell women about yourself that you don't realize you're telling them. And sometimes it's things you don't even believe anymore. Like, I'm not good enough for you. That's a common one. That's really common.
Sure.
So if you don't even believe that, maybe you do believe that you're good enough for her. Consciously, you know that you are good enough for this girl, but it doesn't matter. Your subconscious mind doesn't agree, and it's the one controlling your body language. So it tells everybody that you're not good enough, and that's why women aren't attracted to you, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's why it happens in the first place. So sort of to like, you know, I know we're kind of running out of time here. I know that we've sort of maybe gone over a little bit of our mark, but that's okay because it's an awesome conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
But ultimately, if I was going to leave you with one concept here that is universally attractive to women, one belief that you can create in yourself that will automatically attract women without you having to try at all to do anything – I'll give you two. I'll give you one that's kind of on a surface belief, like kind of not as effective, but kind of effective. And another one, well, actually one that creates attraction and one that keeps attraction. How about that? That's probably a better way to. So the one that creates attraction in the first place but won't keep her interested in you over time. It'll only keep her interested in the beginning and create the attraction, and then it can die off. You know, as fast as it happens, it can die off. So if you create attraction for 20 seconds, 20 seconds later, it could be gone if you don't know how to keep it. So I'll just kind of let you know that as ahead of time. It's really important. That attraction is instant, but it's fleeting. It can go away quickly. So in order to create that, a belief that you can take on yourself is, I am hot. This is important. Women find me attractive, and I don't know why. They just do. That's just the way it is. You have to adopt that belief. If you don't believe that right now, then nothing you actually do will change your response from women. I mean, you can do the negative body language stuff, but it won't really work unless you are open to the possibility that women will find you attractive whenever you do it in the first place. You know, and the best belief that I've found for this is, women find me attractive, and that's just kind of the way it is. You know, they just, I don't know why, for some reason women find me attractive, and that's just the way it is. Really, it's really important that you accept that in yourself. So that's number one. In the Tao of Badass, I actually have a process you can go through it's a 5-step process to create a belief like this, because it's that important, you know? And we don't have time to go into that right now, but just so you know, there is a process to creating a belief, and you can actually create this belief and make it pop in your brain, like just solid, like it's always been there, and it will affect the way women react to you drastically. Attraction. The second one, though, that keeps attraction is a little bit more, it's a little bit deeper and a little bit more intense of a belief. And that is that you're the kind of guy, and I'll just say I, so I can, you know, you can hear how it sounds for me. I'm the kind of guy that never stops improving his ability to attract women. Every day, I am better at attracting women. And that means that today, I am the best that I've ever been in my life at attracting women. And I'm better than I was yesterday, which yesterday was the best that I've ever been as well, right? So every day I'm improving myself. I'm constantly doing that. And the only way that you can actually submit that belief and have it really be true is to actively learn about how to attract women in every way that you can. I mean, every kind of area that you can, and learn all of these attraction triggers one at a time and master them all and add them all to your natural behavior. If you do that, you will be a guy that every day is more attractive than the day before, and that will keep any woman that you're attracted to you forever, forever and ever and ever. As long as you are rapidly increasing your ability to understand women and your knowledge of these attraction triggers, and you're integrating them and using them in new ways every day, which is so fun anyway. Sure. So you're love doing that anyway. But as long as you do that, you will always be her best option. And again, I want you to think about her, that girl, the girl that you were thinking about earlier. As long as you think about that girl while I'm talking to you about this, I think you'll understand the depth of it. Because ultimately, she is going to lose interest unless you constantly improve yourself and you're constantly working on it. Now, it doesn't have to be a full-time job. It's not. It's actually an amazingly fun hobby. It's more fun than anything else I've ever done. More fun than watching sports for me, which I really like soccer a lot, but you know, I never really gotten anything else. But I really like it a lot. It's way more fun than that. It's way more fun than I think for me personally working on my body, even though I do love that. It's still more fun than that. It's more fun than working on business, even though you know how much I love working on business, Brad. I mean, it's like that. But this is way more fun. So it doesn't feel like work at all. It's just that you have to give in to that. You have to be the kind of guy who always studies and always works on this and just devours everything that he can get his hands on. If you can start with Dao of Badass, that's a really great place to start. I mean, I built it for guys who wanted to do this particular thing specifically, who wanted to learn as many things as they could in the shortest period of time and improve rapidly. So there's that. You can do that. But even outside of the Dao of Badass, there are so many other worlds of knowledge. You know, it's hard to find them because it's difficult to sort of wade through the bullshit, to be honest, because there's a lot of bullshit out there.
Oh yeah,
studied a lot, and you have too. So we could probably point you to. I know that you are. It's what you're doing right now is you're interviewing me because I have effective techniques that actually work, and these attraction triggers are real. So that's why you're interviewing me. But there are also others that are like me that know this. So just, you know, get in and start to learn and start to digest this stuff. And, you know, just it's the most important thing in your life. So just invest in it, you know. And it's probably not going to be that much money. Regardless of where you start, it probably won't be that much. But any amount of money is worth investing in it because out of everything else that you've experienced in your life, this is the one thing that if you don't have it down, ruins your life.
Yes.
Business isn't the same. I mean, you can be poor and happy. There are plenty of people that are poor and happy, you know, but there are none that are terrible with women and happy. None, regardless of how much money they make.
Right.
It doesn't make up for it, you know, regardless of how in shape they are too. It doesn't make up for it. If you're not good with women, you will be miserable for the rest of your life. So this is, without a doubt, the most important thing that you've ever studied. And you got to take it seriously. And I think you should invest in it. You should really invest time, energy. If there's money involved, cool. If not, who cares? Just invest something so that you know that you're in it and you prove to yourself that you're going to take this seriously. Yeah. So that.
I mean, those are good points. I mean, the biggest thing that I find for a lot of guys is they have this, I think they have this big cognitive dissonance about studying some of the material because they feel like it's dirty manipulation or it's like just black arts and things like that. And in reality, and this is one of the things I'll be talking about. And I know you've been down this road. I think we all have, but you know, that's not the direction you want to go because at the end of the day, you know, those type of materials, they only cause you to resent women. to be honest with you, and getting into those things. I mean, what Josh is talking about is the other side of that coin, where you're actually, you know, you're studying these things because you're trying to improve your behaviors such that people are attracted to you. And the funniest thing about it is, I know a lot of guys try to separate men and like respect from women, or excuse me, respect from men and attraction from women. They're all kind of the same. I mean, the behaviors work the same for the most part. And so all you're really, at the end of the day, trying to do is make women feel great around you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's really what it is. You know, some of these concepts like Josh is talking about, I mean, it's the difference between having a one night stand that ends in a ball of flames with regret and all this other stuff, or having a one night stand that you're going to keep up with this person because, you know, maybe you want to have another fling or something like that. You know,
I'm always a fan of 30 night stands when I was single. Yeah. You know, it's like just really allowing our attraction to grow over the period of, let's say, 30 or 60 days or something, especially when I was polyamorous, when I was dating multiple women at once. I was very into meeting a girl, ramping up the attraction, and then sort of letting it plateau out and riding it like a wave as it slowly ramps up over time, and making it just sort of an experience for her that I knew she was really going to appreciate. But at the end of the day, I mean, what you're talking about is really important, because if you think about that girl, you know, the one that you don't want to screw up, if you sort of get part of this and you don't really understand it fully, and then you go out and you practice it, or you try, what's even worse, try to manipulate her, then the relationship that you have starts out from a lie and from a place of malice. And it's only her time before she realizes it, because she's smart. That's why you like her, you know? That's why you like her in the first place, is because she's privy to your bullshit. Yep. So you bullshit her. You have to understand you can't fake it, is the point. You have to understand what creates attraction for real, and then you have to modify the way you move your body and the way you do things and say things and, you know, your understanding of attraction, so that your natural behavior is this positive, powerful attraction mechanism that you're using that you're not really thinking about, or just kind of is who you are. So you need to practice this, and you need to be good at it before you meet the woman of your dreams, or before you go try to find that girl and get her back, because you don't want to screw it up just because you're not experienced with it, you know, so that you don't kind of run into this classic dilemma of having a girl that's right in front of you that you want more than anybody else, but you just, you know, you're just premature with it, you know? Yeah. You get out, you just blow it too early, so to speak, you know? And she, you go after her too soon, you're not really ready yet, and you sort of manipulate her on accident, and she doesn't trust you ever again after that. And that will ruin your life, man, you know? Because then what are you going to do? You lost the one girl that you really want, and you don't know how to fix it. Yeah, so
trust is a really big thing. I have a concept. I've told all the women I date, and I tell all the people I pretty much interact with. I'm like, look, man, if you can't tell me the truth about the small things, what makes you think I'll believe you when it comes to the big things? You know what I mean? So, like, just like this, just what you're talking about, like these little bitty, you know, manipulations and stuff like that. Just the little things that aren't true. I mean, you're saying a bunch of things that aren't true that now have to be true.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, and which sucks. I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on, just a lot of undue pressure on these types of interactions. And, you know, you've basically blueprinted some exact steps on exactly why that is, and just this little bit amount of time. So, I mean, I guess with that being said, I mean, I know you've got a really good intro video into your world and the things that you're talking about. It's at highgravitymail.com/Tao, which is with a TAO. I just shortened it because that one video link is pretty long. But yeah, it's a good video, and I like it because it tells a lot of your story. You're actually pretty upfront about some of the some of the BS that you've had to go through and reveal some pretty interesting things about yourself that I don't think a lot of people would actually volunteer. So kudos for that.
Whenever I made it, you know, it's important. It's an important part of the process. I'm real. And the things that happened to me that I mentioned in that video were real. They really happened. And I really reacted that way. And then, you know, kind of the big, I mean, I go over some of the attraction triggers in that video, which is great. I go over other ones besides negative body language. So if you want to learn a couple of those besides negative body language, that's great. And I also touch on something that we didn't really mention in this interview because we just don't have time to.
Sure.
But it is it's sort of why women are attracted to you sometimes and not other times, but not it's not based on body language. It's kind of underneath body language. It's underneath everything when it comes to attraction. And I reveal that in this video. It's a relatively short video, and it's pretty entertaining, so maybe you'd want to watch it. But if you can link to it, maybe I'll put that link or something underneath this interview so they can click on it. But yeah, if you have time to watch that video right now, if you're alone, I mean, it's a little racy. There are times in which I reveal some pretty advanced sort of techniques in there. And if you're not like in a place where you can really focus and possibly even take notes, I wouldn't watch it because, you know, it's one of these videos that, and you've done this before too, where you have a video up and then it's only a matter of time before somebody starts to complain about the video because it's too racy and then you have to take it down. So, it's still up. If you click on the link or visit the link that you mentioned, you should be able to see whether or not the video is still up. But if it is up, I really strongly suggest that you watch the whole thing right now because it may not be there later. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, it is pretty racy. It's pretty controversial, and it's definitely not safe for work. So don't. I mean, not that it's got the layers of cuss words or anything in it, but it definitely. I don't think you want anybody at work seeing you you watch it. Not that it's bad. It's just it's controversial.
You know, if people know that you know this, then they start to treat you as if you're manipulating them. So you just don't want that to happen. Just
yes, absolutely.
That way, when you get this power, I'm scared of you. So I would definitely check that out, and I'm happy to share that with anybody who's on this listening to this interview now. I'm happy to share that video with them as long as it's still up.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Josh, again, man, we always have good times and have some good laughs and things like that. I really appreciate you taking some time out and going over some of these concepts. Like I say, we'll get you back up here for some other stuff. We'll get some other questions answered for guys. And, like I say, you're one of, a core stable of people that I trust to give, good advice. And that, we've known each other long enough that I know you walk the walk, so. And that's important to me because there are so many people who don't. They actually have – there are rumors of guys who have never even kissed a girl that are giving out some of this advice. So just take that under consideration when you're perusing around trying to figure out who to pay attention to and things like that. Everyone I interview has been vetted personally by me. I know them personally. We've hung out. I've seen them in actions in some way, shape, or form. So you know that – you don't have to worry about it if they're legit or not. So,
only way to do is to. No.
Were you gonna say something?
Oh no! I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's one of those things. It's kind of like threesomes. You don't open your mouth because you're gonna ruin it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a secret. If you didn't know that, threesomes are never the man's idea. So. Anyway, man. Again, I appreciate you stopping by, man. We'll do this again.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Brad. I appreciate it, man.
Not a problem, man. So for Brad Howard and Josh Pellissier, that is your High Gravity Male Podcast. We'll catch you later.